From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Well, you had a good time last weekend, was it? The Google U.S. Puzzle Championship. You told us about it last week. Tell us the results.
Yeah, well, it was a 2.5-hour test. You know, it was conducted online, and the winners will represent the United States at the World Puzzle Championship in Hungary this fall. And the winner was Zach Butler. He's a 30-year-old roboticist. He solved all but one puzzle on the test perfectly in 2.5 hours. There were more than 2,000 solvers from all over the world who took part, from as countries as far away as China, Bosnia, Nepal, Malaysia, and Uzbekistan. It was a lot of fun, and the test is still available for free download at wpc.puzzles.com.
Oh, boy, as if we don't have enough puzzles to do and during a day. Everyone was also working on the puzzle that you left us last week to qualify for the game. Why don't you repeat that one, too?
Yeah, I said, well, take the made-up phrase garage bag. It consists of two words, 6 and 3 letters, respectively. The first, 5th, and 9th letters are the same, and the 2nd, 4th, and 8th letters are the same. And I asked, can you name a well-known geographical location that has the same pattern?
And what was the answer?
The answer is a GNC, which repeats A's and E's.
It's elegant to look at when you look at the AE and GEA. Lovely, lovely. We had over 1,400 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Lisa Strauss, and she joins us from Folsom, California. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Is Folsom the Folsom of Folsom Prison fame?
Yes, it
Folsom?
Is.
It is. What do you do there?
I work for the California Department of Child Support Services, and I'm a technology analyst there.
Now, are you a puzzle person? You've been playing puzzles a while?
Oh, yeah. I've been submitting since about 1994, and I like to get the pencil books.
I understand you had a birthday. Your birthday was on the 21st of June?
Yes, it was.
What'd you do on that day?
I bought 35 lottery tickets.
And what happened?
I won $21.
Isn't that great? I love it. Boy, luck is with you. Well, are you ready to play puzzle?
I am.
All right. Well, Will, meet Lisa. Let's play.
All right, Lisa, every answer today is the name of a Fortune 500 company. Identify the companies from their anagrams. For example, if I said Sole, S-O-L-E, plus W, to make a company big in cinemas, you would say Lowe's.
Okay.
All right, number one is Neat, N-E-A-T, plus A, to make an insurance company.
Aetna?
Aetna is right. Great, G-R-E-A-T, plus T as in Thomas, to make a retailer.
Target?
Target is right. Prize, P-R-I-Z-E, plus F as in Frank. Pharmaceuticals.
Pfizer?
Pfizer, you got it, Pfizer. Try this one, color. This one's everywhere. Color, C-O-L-O-R, mm-hmm. plus X.
Clorox.
Very didn't even
good.
Need a hint on that.
Mm-mm.
All right, try this one. Scoot. S-C-O-O-T plus C as in Charles. It's a wholesale club.
Oh, Costco,
good. Try this one. Metal. M-E-T-A-L plus T as in Thomas. They make toys and games.
Mattel
is right. Broke. B-R-O-K-E plus E. Footwear.
Reebok,
yes. Copies, C-O-P-I-E-S, plus P, as in Peter, a beverage company.
PepsiCo.
PepsiCo, yeah. good. Reseal, R-E-S-E-A-L, plus A, it's a food company. They make many kinds of food, but they're most famous for their desserts.
Sara Lee,
good. Acost, A-C-C-O-S-T, plus M, as in Mary. It's a cable operator.
Comcast,
good. Tallest, T-A-L-L-E-S-T, plus A, an insurance company.
Allstate.
Allstate, good. Another, A-N-O-T-H-E-R, plus Y, aerospace and defense.
Right, I'm thinking, not Lockheed Martin, but the other one. I can't see it.
No, it's not.
First letter is R.
Raytheon, good.
All right, good. Try this one. General, G-E-N-E-R-A-L, plus W, drugstores.
Walgreens.
Walgreens, good. And your last one is Comforts. C-O-M-F-O-R-T-S plus I. Computer stuff. They're based in Washington State.
Oh, Microsoft.
Microsoft is correct.
Oh, dear. Lisa, do you like anagrams?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell. Well, for playing our puzzle today, we're going to send you, I guess, some extra birthday gifts for you this week. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Lisa, what member station do you listen to?
We are members of KXJZ Capital Public Radio.
Excellent. That's in Sacramento, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yes, excellent. Well, Lisa Strauss from Folsom, California. Terrific. Happy birthday. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Will, what's the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week?
Yes, it comes from Eric Friedman, and it's a number puzzle from last week's U.S. Puzzle Championship. An imaginary country mints coins in three denominations. Each denomination has an integral number, 1, 2, 3, etc. The amounts 20, 23, and 29 can each be made with exactly three coins. What are the three denominations minted? So again, coins in three denominations. Each denomination is an integral number. The amounts 20, 23, and 29 can each be made with exactly three coins. What are the three denominations?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Thanks, Leanne.